That was the goal of Tuesday's hearing of the Senate Subcommittee on the Oversight of Government Management and the Federal Workforce, chaired by Hawaii Democrat Danny Akaka, who says American workers in general are feeling the tug of family, time, and money.
In addition, almost 50% of the federal workforce will be eligible for retirement in the next 5 years. Younger workers may have different work expectations than previous generations and may value workplace flexibility more than traditional fringe benefits. The federal government needs to adapt, just as the private sector has, to attract and retain the next generation of federal workers. Work-life programs help agencies compete in the marketplace, offering our employees options like flexible schedules and ability to telework and access to wellness programs, improves employees' quality of life and increases productivity.
To be sure, the subcommittee, which is part of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, discussed at length work-life initiatives like expanded teleworking and wellness programs to provide more incentive to those contemplating a federal career. But most of the attention at the hearing centered on the Office of Personnel Management's new Results-Only Work Environment, or ROW, pilot program. The program was announced last month, but yesterday, Jonathan Foley, senior advisor to OPM Director John Barry, revealed for the first time some of the finer details of the new pilot program, also known as the Workforce Flexibility Initiative.
ROW allows employees to work whenever they want and wherever they want, as long as the work gets done. Managers are expected to manage for results rather than process. This is a shift in culture from permission granting to performance guiding. OPM will be working with the creators of the ROW strategy to implement the new program. Nearly 400 OPM employees, ranging from retirement and benefits claims processors to policymakers, including union and non-union employees and the director's office, are in the pilot and were selected to represent a cross-section of positions available in the federal government. Approximately half of the participating employees are based in Boyers, Pennsylvania, and half are in the Washington area. OPM is working with our unions and our general counsel to implement a version of ROW that complies with all current federal laws. The pilot program will start in June, continuing through the end of the calendar year. If the pilot project increases employee performance and morale, as we hope, OPM will expand it within our own agency and encourage other federal agencies to adopt this system.
In his written testimony, Foley says two teams of contractors have been hired to help set up the ROW project. One of the teams includes Callie Ressler and Jody Thompson, authors of a book that first proposed the Workforce Flexibility Initiative and has become a favorite of OPM Director Barry. They've been around both OPM offices here in D.C. and in Pennsylvania doing prep work. The ROW program begins in earnest in June and continues through the end of the year. Deloitte has been retained to independently evaluate the program beginning in July and will be on the lookout for its effect on employee performance and morale. And to that end, Chairman Akaka had this question for Jonathan Foley.
How will you measure employee performance, and do you believe this model could be translated to other agencies?
The performance metrics that we have in place will be used in the ROW program, the ROW pilot program, and we won't be changing the performance metrics, but we'll be carefully monitoring and looking at those with a heavy emphasis on achieving the same results or better results through the employees in the pilot program. We've deliberately chosen a diverse group of employees that reflects the different work environments. So we have policy analysts, and we also have retirement benefit officers who work on a case-by-case basis where productivity might be more easily measured. So we're trying to look at a typical OPM workforce, at least in this case, and evaluate it to understand what the different impact is across different work settings. The evaluation will be available early next year, and we really hope to learn from that and then have discussions with other agencies about this. It is a a very significant experiment in terms of the culture change that we're calling for. And so it's not something that we take lightly, and we want to make sure that we can show positive results to share that with other federal agencies.
A final report on OPM's ROE pilot program is expected in February of 2011. Foley also testified that a final report on teleworking is expected to be released by OPM next month. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.